The lawsuit cites a declining wolf population on Prince of Wales and states that the planned harvest of about 6,000 acres of old-growth rainforest would further injure wolves. Larry Edwards of the Sitka Greenpeace office says the lawsuit focuses on what he calls the suppression of science in the Forest Service's review of the timber project.
In not going through, following through on formal declarations by wolf expert Dr. Dave Person, who has done 22 years of research here on these wolves, and not following up on that and doing a supplemental EIS.
The Forest Service released a Supplemental Information Report, or SIR, on the Bighorn project last week. Tongass National Forest Supervisor Forrest Cole writes that he did consider Dave Person's research for the SIR and concluded that a supplemental environmental impact statement was not needed. Cole acknowledges concerns about the wolf population, but writes that hunting and trapping regulations and enforcement would be the best protection for wolves. Edwards takes issue with that argument.
It's not just, you know, people going out and hunting under the fish and game regulations. There's also a huge amount of illegal take of wolves. And that illegal take in particular is related to the very high density of logging roads on the island.
The proposed Bighorn harvest would include up to 46 miles of new roads and the opening or reconstruction of about 37 miles of existing road. Another concern in the lawsuits is deer habitat. Edward says it all works together.
You have a dynamic here between wolves and deer and hunters. And it's all got to fit together somehow. And it had worked for a long, long time. But due to the habitat loss and also with the added complexity of the access that enables illegal take of wolves from all the logging roads, it's really upset that whole system.
The plaintiffs named in the lawsuit are Forrest Cole, Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton, Forest Service Chief Tom Tidwell, and the U.S. Forest Service Agency as a whole. Another lawsuit seeking to stop the Bighorn project was filed earlier by Earth Justice, representing the Juneau-based Southeast Alaska Conservation Council. That lawsuit also cites the potential negative impacts on deer and wolves. Forest Service officials haven't returned messages seeking comment on the court complaints, but in an interview right after the Supplemental Information Report was released, Cole said he expected the SIR would generate lawsuits. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.